systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, April 26th, 2010, the year of our Lord and Savior. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Oh, and I'm Brayden.
Oh, no way!
I thought you were going to introduce me.
Yeah, I
was
thinking that.
Okay,
too,
hold on.
Dude.
Take two. My name is Matt. This is episode 341. Thank you guys so much for being with us. We have a special guest in the studio tonight, all the way from Whitefish Stage, Brayden.
Wow, just pretty much tell him where I live. Why don't you?
Right?
Well, I have a Google map of it. Was I not supposed to?
Am I marked on your list of things?
Perhaps.
And your droid.
Perhaps.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us. Monday Fun Day, episode 341, like I was saying. You guys should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live. Or the Ustream app.
Hey, excuse your face.
I did.
Okay.
For your Android mobile device. I'd say for the iPhone, but you'll probably never fucking find us, so fuck it.
Right.
And I'd like to give a huge fucking shout out to the Ustream dev team, because you may notice that the show is starting an hour and a half late. I'll take 5 of those minutes. No, I'll take 7 of those minutes for rapping. That's my bad. Ustream was not happy when we went to start the show. Like, I got camera 2 up and shit, and then I got camera 1 up, and it just was giving me all sorts of weird errors. So I hop in the live chat, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I got corporate breathing down my fucking ass. Well, I would have if a plane flown by pissed off Islamic extremists wouldn't have landed in Jamhole Corporate's fucking front yard. We're still picking through the fucking rubble. You would be amazed how much damage an airplane into a Jamhole Corporate office does.
I don't know. On 9/11, when those planes crashed, there wasn't much rubble.
Yeah, but that wasn't Jamhole Corporate. The rubble we had to pick through was like dildos and condoms,
right.
And like,
yeah.
I don't even know where half that shit came from. I found
bloody,
a bunch of pills. I was like, holy
vagina
shit,
paintings.
Those are mine.
Yeah, the fucking vagina paintings strewn all about the place.
You know how we do. That's
and,
how we do.
And if you focus your attention on camera 1 here, look up at the wall there.
What's on the wall?
Oh, Muhammad.
Oh, so,
is that a red sucker?
Yeah.
I want a red sucker.
You hurt my feelings.
You hurt my feelings.
Now, funny enough, we haven't gotten any death threats yet. No Islamic extremists knocking our door down. So, feeling pretty positive about that.
Yeah, I don't know how many of those you have listening.
Islamic extremists? Okay, well, seriously, you heard about the whole South Park thing, right?
Yeah.
How many Islamic extremists watch fucking South Park?
True. Everybody watches South Park, dude.
Yeah, that's true. More people watch South
people
Park.
People without TV watch South Park.
Than the Jam Hole. People without TV watch the Jam Hole.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have TV, and I'm watching the Jam Hole right now.
I'm watching it.
I'm watching Cam 2 there. I'm watching me right here. It's good stuff.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Damn good stuff.
Anyway.
So, I gotta say, a few episodes ago, first of all, how are you, Brayden?
I'm not too bad.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned about Roddy and stuff. And
yeah, I wasn't very good then.
Yeah, I bet. That was, what, your best friend and shit, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you care if we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we can talk
about
it.
Okay, well, first
of
all,
it's kind of creepy how that door just opened itself.
Yeah, the cat does that. I don't even bother locking it because the cat knows how to unlock it.
You try to lock it every time.
I know. I give up, though.
And I hear the click, 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 click.
Cobra's
like, stop!
Cobra666 says, I don't watch TV. Just use torrents. Omega Doom,
I know,
says
too.
Same here.
Yep.
Me too. Same here. You.
Yep.
Samesies.
TV's dead. I
Who
mean,
needs
keep
a TV.
Keep making TV shows. Just don't bother broadcasting them on TV because we're actually ripping them, and then we're ripping out your stupid commercials. We're putting in pictures of tits, and then the show. So it's like you're watching 24, and it's like the clock comes up. And then it's like 3 minutes of boobs, and then the clock comes up, and then back to the show. That's how.
Good.
That's how my
Now that's a commercial.
Now
right
that's
there.
A TV station. That's how we roll. Charlie Clown says I'd donate to that. Fucking A, you would. You will. You already have. It's done. It's been done. We've donated. So
Burger says pick some Danny's tits.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Anything's possible when we have our own TV station. I've been on a huge 12-ounce mouse kick, so pardon my lame, weird
humor. Do they still make that?
No, but when we were in Spokanistan, we watched some of it.
I take it Danny doesn't like it.
She is coming around to it.
It's all right, dude, but when it came out, like, that animation and shit just pissed me off. I'm like, ugh, it makes my skin itchy.
It's supposed to be, though. Like,
Yes, and I like...
It's like you rapping and listening to someone who does it, like... Like Keisha or whatever. You're like, this makes me want to stop rapping. When I look at cartoons like that, I'm like, I should just stop drawing.
It's
fuck
not
it.
Her because that makes me want to stop rapping. It's the fact that everybody is like, I love that song. And
well, no,
if you listen to the words,
bar scene songs. It's like, you can find me in the club, butterfly. Okay, it's like that. And you're like, man, I actually write out good stuff, but these dumb fucks
get all
the money from it. It's like me looking at that retarded ass cartoon and going, why the fuck am I even
but
trying
it's
to
more,
draw?
It's
why
more
am
than
I even
the
trying?
It's more than the drawing. It's the writing that goes behind it. You could draw fucking stick figures and make a fucking podcast out of it. I mean, seriously. Anyone can do it.
Galactus, this catchy beat coated with whore. It pretty much is.
But Charlie Clown says, I hope there's another summer solstice land. And that's what we were trying to get going. So there may be a jam hole live show slash land party slash fucking let's just party.
That'd be kind of fun.
That would be. We're working on it. We're working on it. So we need sponsors.
We could do a dance contest there.
Dig deep. Thejamhole.com/donate. Back to what I was saying. The 8 Mile Effect. We talked about this.
No, that's not what you were saying.
It is what I'm saying. No, we'll get to Roddy in a minute. I just want to mention this first. So the other day we were talking about this thing called the 8 Mile Effect, right? And you know, do you know what the 8 Mile Effect is?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
When the movie 8 Mile came out, it made a bunch of kids want to start rapping.
A bunch of white kids. Yes. And then they got beat up by a bunch of black dudes.
Well, right. So check this shit out. We talked about that. One of our listeners, Gerard, sends me this clip.
Oh, holla. I love that song.
This clip
so good.
Is proof positive of the 8 Mile Effect in full effect. Full 8 Mile Effect, y'all. And I would like to play this for
gonna
you.
It's going to be a hit, dude. This song's hot.
If we don't make this kid famous, there is no hope for him. Now, the audio is kind of shoddy. I cleaned it up as best I could. I think I did a pretty decent job considering what was there to work with. But I really appreciate you guys being like out in the field, undercover, seeing dumb, retarded shit that we talk about and being like, I saw someone doing that retarded shit you were just talking about. So without further ado, I believe this is somebody named Jeremy showing
badass.
Us the 8 Mile Effect.
Showing us how it's done.
Yeah, living as a rapper, be whatever you choose to make be. With all that money, I'd say. Hey, get laid, get paid, end up a fig of a sachet. Now, I'ma let you know, I really don't need to play no more games. Cause yeah, we'll never make shit, he ain't ever gonna take shit. Motherfuckers don't really fake shit, but the money in my hands is really 2D shit. I never learn it, unless maybe my hands can just grip it. Fuck it. Rap is my biggest passion. Not building my biggest fashion. But when it comes to money, it makes a good career. Damn right. I make more than Danny Breer. Yeah. You hear? I hear. Losing my house. Losing my job, that ain't fear. No, maybe just a couple tears. But fuck that. If that were to happen, rapping might just really end up to be my biggest passion. But no, I will never lose the passion. Heads up, rap game. My rap game is fucking crashing. You can't stop it. Nah, not now. Peace.
What's sad is he's probably going to make a bunch of money someday.
Watch out, rap game. Because this kid's coming.
That was
and
hot, dude. I was feeling that. I like, was like, yeah, get it, dog.
It sounds like he was taking some advice from the Dumb Dog production group.
I like how every line ended with shit.
Well, it's easy right. to freestyle when you rhyme every word with
it
shit.
It makes a yeah. good career.
But honestly, I would rather
hear
more
money than anybody here. You hear?
Like, I'm curious, Gerard, was he holding, like, Monopoly money in his hand, or was there real money? Because he said this is, like, G-shit. And I've seen true G-shit, and that's, like, piles of $100 bills. Like,
rolled up in a wad.
Did he have, like, his lunch money his mom gave him? He's like, yeah, right. son, I wake up every motherfucking day and I get paid. G-shit! G-shit! Like, are you for real? Is this a joke, dude? Was that Gerard just totally fucking with me? Or is there a kid named Jeremy at Gerard's school who thinks he can rap?
Red Fox says, Matt, if my song is like that, you have permission to shoot me.
Red Fox, if your song is like that, I don't need permission to shoot you. I will just shoot you.
I believe that's real because, you know, you remember Ben, right?
Yeah, that's
remember
true.
Remember that voicemail he left?
Yeah, he rapped at me.
Yeah, he was rapping at
you. I'm going to rap at you, Matt.
Yeah, I'm gonna rap for you.
Guess who's a Mormon now?
Ben.
And loving every magical underwear wearing minute of it.
Really?
Yeah.
He went from selling weed to getting in trouble selling weed to and becoming
then,
Mormon.
Guess what? He found God in trouble. Weird, yeah. huh?
Why is God hanging around in jail?
Yeah,
like,
that's
what's
a good
that
question.
Say about him?
He likes picking up loose tail. And see, we just rhymed.
He
we just freestyled.
Picks on the weak, dude. That's why.
We just freestyled. Me and Braden.
You're freestyling this whole episode because Jamhole Corporate just got
I know. I don't have a script in front of me, and this is very awkward. So
but remember, we're Proverb.
We're Proverb.
Right.
I can't believe that. And I didn't even know, if you guys remember the Friday show, Dana was like, yeah, we freestyle this shit. I'm Proverb or something.
Yeah.
What she...
I
thought,
meant to say improv.
She meant to say improv. I thought she was joking around saying I'm Proverb, and that's why I said we're Psalms.
Yeah.
And that was... But then after the show, she's like, I totally meant to say improv.
Well, I corrected myself like a second later. Like, I was
you
like,
said
oops.
Proverb. That's totally not what... And yeah. Doug says, no, she is our prophet. She is our
I
lost
am the prophet.
Prophet.
I got to let you know.
So there you go. What do you guys think? 8 Mile in full effect, y'all. That's what it does.
That's hot, dude.
That kid.
The kid's going to be rich.
That kid is going to get shot and killed yeah, and probably. Gang raped.
I know. I feel sorry for every, like, 17-year-old white kid in high school right now.
I know. You're all walking targets. I feel sorry for that kid's friends. Who he raps to every day, probably.
Yeah.
Yo, I wrote like, a new song. Check this out. Check this out.
That kid's probably blown his brains out by now.
Yo. Yeah. True G shit. Cause that's how true G spit. Yeah. We about to get lit. Check out the money in my hand. Makes me say I'm in the demand. Cause I'm the man. G shit, son. What else rhymes with I'm a little... that's why
wow.
it's so sad.
I hate when people rap and they like don't even say the words, like they completely change the word to make it rhyme.
Yeah,
that's
like
cheating.
If you were playing, if you're rapping and the word you said would not be allowed in a game of Scrabble,
yeah,
it doesn't count, dude. Use a real word. Quit making up shit. Yeah. Unless you're black, you have a Bonix, whatever. Do whatever
right.
you want.
Or shizzle my nizzle.
Exactly.
Yeah. They have their own language.
Can you say nizzle in Scrabble? Would that be allowed?
Nay.
Unless it's the ghetto version, right?
the yeah, project. We gotta have the slang version of Scrabble.
All it comes with is a bunch of
Scrabble.
It comes with a bunch of blank pieces of paper and you write out your own letters on it.
Right.
It's awesome. But
doesn't
yeah,
even
so
look like letters, like arrows.
Thank you so much for that, Gerard. And if any of you guys are out in the field, like I said, you guys are all our Jamhole agents. If you see like some white kid rapping, just put a mic in his face and be like, "I'm gonna make you famous, son." And make sure you call him son or kid.
But
they
then
like
he's gonna
that.
Choke at least the first time because that's what happened in 8 Mile.
Oh
and,
yeah,
and if he's a legitimate 8 Miler, he's got to choke the first time.
You have to throw up. You have toilet. To vomit spaghetti right. all over your sweatshirt.
Right.
In the bathroom of and a then, black rap club.
Yep.
That's amazing. And I used to hate that when people would find out I rap. I would rarely tell people, but when they would find out, all of a sudden they all rapped, and then all of a sudden all anyone wants to do is rap at me, and I'm like, stop rapping at me. If you're gonna rap at me, do it good. Otherwise, just stop rapping at me, please. It's the most annoying thing.
Hey, check this out. I got this new song for
you. You rap? I rap too. Check this out.
Oh my god.
I'm tough. I'm a blood. But I was a Crip. Stuff. And I was slipping. And now I'm tripping. And I got this trigger. I'm going to dump it on an N-word.
Remember in New York when we saw people who could actually freestyle in the street and they were like having a rap battle?
That kid almost got shot.
He did.
And then, see?
That one kid was like all rapping. He was really good. And they just took off.
Because he almost got shot.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what the fuck? Get back here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doug says it's not a rapping matter. It's not. I'm a rapping Mad Hatter. Yeah. I could do this all night. Because my shit is tight.
Mad Hatter, I saw the new Alice in Wonderland a while ago.
Oh, did you?
What'd you think of it?
Not impressed.
Really?
No.
I thought it was all right. They could have definitely done better, but it was all right. I did like the big thing at the end, the gibber month, whatever the fuck it's
You know what I said about it, Braden?
What?
I liked the sci-fi version of Alice better.
I don't think I've seen that. I've only seen the sci-fi...
Tin Man.
Yeah, Tin Man.
I like you that better than the real Wizard of Oz.
I do, too.
You should burn that for him before he goes. The sci-fi version of Alice?
Yeah, I still have it on
fucking
here.
Fucking badass.
Dude, it's so much better than the movie.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, it's not actual creatures, like an actual caterpillar. It's, this dude, an old hippie, in, a green jacket that makes him look like a caterpillar.
Yeah, well, he knows how they do it. It's like Tin Man, where they take all the things and make them modernized and people.
Right.
Yeah.
Make them look like
Right. Like
things.
The Tin Man was a dude who happened to be a cop. He's the Tin Man. That they do that. It's really cool how they do it. And it usually ends up being like a two-part series or whatever. But
oysters. I remember that.
Doug says, burn it for me too. He should have said something. I sent out your book this morning. Congratulations for having the saddest sex life out of all of our listeners.
And I sent you a little something special in the book for you.
It can't be too sad if he's actually getting some, though.
Well, that's...
I'm sure most of the listeners don't get any.
Thejamhole.com/forums. Look at the post. You'll see what we're talking about. So, moving on. There's just this one thing real quick I wanted to mention. MDS sent this to us. And then today, I was listening to the latest Twit, This Week in Tech, and they played it. And I was going to play some of it, but I'll save it. And after the show, I'll play some of it for you. But you can Google it. And what it is Dark Side of the Moon, but an 8-bit version of it.
No way.
Nintendo Entertainment System style 8-bit Pink
it's
Floyd
badass.
Dark Side of the Moon. It is so fucking badass. And actually, if you guys can talk for a sec, I'll actually play a quick little clip of it here.
Dude,
real quick.
Is
anything
pretty badass.
Anything 8-bit version of is always awesome.
If you're a nerd. Have you seen the 8-bit pixel stuff of 8-bit New York or whatever, and it's a map of New York but done in 8-bit?
Do you remember when we were in Spokane and we found that video where it turned everything into pixelated shit?
Yeah, the pixel bomb or whatever.
Yeah, it was so
cool. If you follow us on StumbleUpon, it's in there, I would imagine.
You should have posted it on the forums, dude.
Yeah, well,
so
we were at Bob's house and I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah,
but
this guy puts out this old TV out on the street and it kind of comes on and basically a bunch of pixels just come out of the TV and hit everything, and it just turns everything into these pixels. You have Donkey Kong up on the top of a fucking building with a barrel, and he throws it, and it hits the ground, it turns everything into fucking pixels, turns the taxi cab into pixels, it crashes and falls apart in a bunch of little squares and shit.
Awesome. It's so cool.
It's really fucking cool, dude. Super fucking awesome. It turns the earth into a big cube at the end of it. That was pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy. So I'm trying to copy this over, but I think I just froze it.
Nice.
Which is the computer that's doing the recording, so I hope
So apparently you need another laptop over there.
I know. Well, no, because it's on the Vio, and I need to get it on the desktop so that I can copy it.
Since we have a bunch of people in the chat, when we were over in Spokane, I did have to make a new poster because we didn't bring our, what the fuck do you call it, banners with us. So we have a post for that up on the forums, right?
Yeah. At thejamhole.com/forums, there's a featured post or a thread in there called, I totally just fucked this up. It's called, what's it called? The banner thing or whatever.
Something about the banner or a poster or something. And we're auctioning it off. The highest bid right now is Galactor, I think, at $5. If you can beat his bid.
Auction. Thank you, Charlie Clown. That's what it's called. An
yeah.
Auction.
So if you can beat his bid, be my guest, man. It's a pretty cool little poster I had to make. It's a little signature piece of Danny Jamhole art. So get it while I got it. And I probably won't do another one for a long time. So it'll be special. And I signed it and shit. And I did it on my birthday, as a matter of fact. So
that's right.
It's even that much more awesome.
Oh, yeah. Just crash the whole Windows Explorer system. Thank you, fucking Vista. Appreciate that. Everything's coming back. Okay, well, anyway, I'm not going to try and make this crash again. I'll just play it after the show. So, moving on, it's pretty badass. You can Google 8-bit Dark Side of the Moon, and it's not a very big file. It's two parts, side A
well,
and
no
side
shit,
B.
It's 8-bit.
Right?
Well, I know. Exactly. So, it's pretty fucking cool, but Doug says Vista blows like an iPhone app. Yeah, it kind of does. So, how the fuck are you doing? Are you over? What phase of the grieving process would you say you're in now?
I'm in the just kind of numb, just
ignoring
it.
You went through denial.
Yeah.
You went through...
I don't know what comes next. I was sad after that, and then I was just angry.
Okay, right. That sounds
familiar. And now I'm just kind of
numb
to
it all.
I'm just trying to block it out.
So,
because I'm just sick of being
upset. We'd rather not dwell on it and everything. You'd rather, you know, I would rather celebrate.
So tell us what happened.
Everything.
You probably know a little better. All we mentioned was that there was a suicide and it was one of our friends. So what happened, man?
Well, basically, like, as far as I know, anyway, I don't really know a whole ton about it. But, I mean, just one, it was Monday the 12th, I think it was.
Right.
It was the 12th. And he was working. He was a caregiver. And so he was, you know, meeting up with patients and such, you know, give them their medicine. Whoa.
Right. The cat likes getting up there.
Yeah,
everyone
sorry.
In camera two totally just saw the cat like try to climb. Dude, I'm sorry, but it's so funny when you open the window like halfway, but she thinks it's open all the way because she'll like jump up there and like
and
totally
fall.
Not fit and then fall back. It's so funny.
That's funny.
So sad.
I'm waiting for the day she jumps up there and the screen pops out and she goes right
out the other
side. Two stories
and
up
then
right.
Dead.
And then dead.
I would cry so hard.
Okay, so sorry. Red Fox says, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Have you accepted it?
No.
You're depressed.
Okay.
Are you bargaining? Okay. Are you like, I'll give you his car if you give me him back?
Oh, that never goes away, I don't think.
Okay.
I'd always rather have my... I'd give up anything to have my friend back or my dad back. I mean, mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, he was working, and it was pretty early in the morning, and... I don't know. I guess he just decided that was the day. I mean, he'd been planning it for quite a while,
which
really?
Is weird because I've only met him a few times and he seemed like just a normal, happy-go-lucky guy,
that's
totally chill.
That's what's so weird is because when he's around his friends and stuff, he's totally happy, cool dude. He's like one of the most intelligent, like most. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, very
people.
Smart. Very
smart.
He was
like the last person I would ever think that would do that, no matter how bad things got. Like,
and the weird thing is, when I saw him, like, he had life in his eyes. Like,
oh, yeah.
He looked like he was motivated. He was wanting to throw these LAN parties again with us. Like,
he's making tons of money. He loved
his job.
He was
doing good. Yeah,
he was going
dude.
To school. I mean, he was happy as far as we were concerned.
Right.
We were all blown away. Apparently his mom had known he'd been, like, troubled like that for a long time, but she never told anyone.
Like, what was it about? Was he just depressed about his life in general? Or was something just
a
not
lot of it
going
has to
his way?
About his wife.
That's what I heard, is that there was some financial difficulties.
Not
and
so
that...
much. Well, yeah, I mean, when they got together, like, 4 or 5 years ago, he trusted her with his credit cards and all that stuff.
Oops.
Bad idea, I guess, because he got, like, $36,000 in debt.
Oh,
now, I have a question about that. Would you maybe notice, like, it doesn't go from no debt to 36 grand. Like, it generally gradually
yeah, it
builds up. Like, you would put a stop to it before it gets out of control, or was did he just not care? Or?
I don't even know.
Like,
I
that's
mean,
what I don't understand.
Like, $6,000 of that was his.
Right,
but
right.
A lot of it was, and a lot of it was from their wedding.
Okay.
They had a really big, expensive wedding, and they never really paid all that off.
Wait, you mean the bride's parents didn't pay for the wedding?
No.
Isn't that how that works? You get the
yeah,
dowry,
that's
which
not
is
so
like...
much anymore,
no,
dude.
He
it's,
paid
you
for
guys
it.
Come together.
Or tried to.
Charlie Clown says Rod had a twin brother.
Well, he has one.
He has a twin brother?
Yeah. Donato.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Donato. Huh.
Identical
kind of cool
twin
name.
Brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a cool name. Donato. Huh. Is that what you said?
Yeah. So, Rodrigo and Donato.
So that's did cool. they find? They ended up finding a note or a
yeah,
will?
Yeah, he left
or
a note and a kind of, I don't really know if it was a will. I mean, it was just kind of written in his note from what I've heard.
Like, give all my shit to my brother.
Yeah,
and
but I mean, like, I haven't really finished, like, explaining what happened.
Yeah,
exactly,
please.
But
please.
I mean, you know, he was working, and I guess he decided that was the day, and he drove up to Lone Pine, like, the backside of Lone Pine. You
right, and
up.
If you go to thejamhole.com/pics, the very first pictures me and Braden took of us, like,
yeah,
for the show
there?
Where, like, I'm almost falling off the cliff,
yeah.
That's Lone Pine. So,
yeah,
just
died
so.
Up there too.
Yeah, I know, right?
But,
just so everyone knows.
I guess he had a gun somehow. Like, his roommate took a lot of his guns away, I thought, because he saw how bad he was getting.
So the people that just hung out with him had no idea, but the people
that
lived
with
him saw it.
Pretty much, well, the weird thing is no one really quite saw it like Corey did. I guess, because he was, like, a totally different person around his wife.
Right, and that's generally true with most
yeah.
people.
Yeah, but he was always just, you know, depressed and stuff like that around her and upset and, like, just, you know, needing her, basically. And then when he's around his friends, he's just happy and totally normal.
Like, no problem.
Well, yeah, completely fine.
I can understand that, too. And it's kind of like at work, like when you go to work and stuff, you have people bring their home life to work and people get aggravated about that.
Yep.
It's probably that whole type of deal. He's like, nobody wants to hear my problems. You know, no, I don't want
to
bring anybody else
down.
So he
just kind
of
kept it to
shit.
Himself. But then once he got home, it all came out.
Right. Yeah.
But still, like, for a guy that had a lot of stuff going for him and a lot of life left.
He had so many future plans, like.
And that's what I didn't understand. People that are going to kill themselves, like, don't generally make plans, you know? They don't do anything.
It's so weird. It just will never make sense to me. I'll never understand it.
Do you think there was some foul play involved?
I don't think so. He left his diary in the car.
Okay, so there's things that couldn't have been set up,
yeah,
and
like,
there's no reason for
them. The first page of his diary is, like, I can't really remember all of it, but then it says, like, you know, he's talking, and he's like, and then that's when I decided I'm going to kill myself.
Wow.
And that was, like, and that was a month before it happened.
Really?
Yeah.
So he'd been thinking of it at least for a month.
At least. He was for sure he was going to do it about a month before, it sounded like.
Well, that's crazy, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Shit sucks when it happens, so. There is a silver lining to this dark rain cloud.
What's that?
You have a car now.
Yeah, he did want me to have his car.
So that's pretty cool. What kind of car is it?
It's an 89 Honda Civic and a 91 Acura Integra.
All molded into one pretty badass little car.
Just the front end, like where the engine bay is a 91 Integra.
It's cool. It's pretty quick. He has it tuned up really well. I drove it before the show.
It still needs work, for sure.
It needs some clutch. It definitely needs new brakes. Your brakes are vibrating like crazy. So, but cool little car, man. And I'm glad that, you know, you have something good to look at out of this whole mess. Like, it sucks when
I'm just trying to be positive, I guess.
Yeah.
I figure, you know, when he left me his car, he'd want me to be happy that I had his car and not upset all the time.
He wouldn't want you to take the car and drive it off a cliff yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Basically,
he had written out kind of like a living will in his diary. Is that what happened?
Well, not in his diary. His diary was just something that was in the car, and he was just trying to get his thoughts out.
Yeah.
You know. And his note, I don't really know what it said. I mean, his twin brother Donato just said, you know, he had a plan like he always does, but none of us were in it. And
right.
He wanted me to have his car and asked if I wanted it. And
was it weird at all? Like, when you went to go get the car, like, was his wife like, no, this is our car, or anything like that? Or was it all cool?
No, she was totally cool with it, because I had to go to her house to get the title for it.
Right. That's why I was thinking there was maybe some awkward, like, no, we're going to sell this to help cover costs, or there was nothing like that.
No.
That's good.
I mean, she knows how much I love that car, and, like, I almost bought that car before Roddy even bought it, but I just didn't have the money at the time, and ever since he bought it, he pretty much wanted me to have it. Like, he almost sold it, like, three times.
Was that before or after you thought it was a good idea to buy a car that didn't run? Which, might I add, I remember talking about this when you were still doing the show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. How's that car running now?
It's
a year later.
Well, the only reason I bought it is because it was like $300.
Yeah, that's cool. But how's it running?
It's sitting there.
Still sitting there?
Yeah.
So it doesn't run still. Nope. Two years later.
It needs. I'm pretty sure I figured out what's wrong with it. I just haven't cared to.
You just haven't.
I've heard that like a million times from all sorts of people who have cars that don't run. I know what's wrong with it. I just
haven't thrown enough money at it yet. I'm getting there. You go out there and there's like quarters and pennies all around it from you just throwing.
It doesn't help that the kid that owned it before me did like, I don't know. I found out like all the background on that car. Like this kid came over to my house and was talking to me about it, and he knew the kid that I bought it from. And while this kid had it, he, like, put a bunch of shit in its gas tank to fuck the car because he sold him a car that was stolen.
Oh.
And so he went to a deer lodge for it because he couldn't prove it, you know, that it wasn't stolen or whatever. And so he was going to – so to get him back, basically, he put a bunch of shit in the car I bought, its gas tank, thinking that he would just sell it and then he could fix it knowing exactly what's wrong with it. But the kid never decided to sell it, so he rebuilt the motor and put in like a new wiring harness, and that's where he went wrong because he had no idea how to put in a wiring harness.
Right.
Like the sunroof doesn't work, the blinkers don't work.
You hit the blinker, the sunroof opens.
It has no reverse. It has no heat, air conditioning. Like it's all wired. Fucked.
Doesn't
like,
start. No.
It blows.
That's
dude.
The problem.
No
is
doors.
Wires,
no tires.
Back to the whole Rod thing. How's his wife? Like, is she?
She's pretty torn up. I mean,
and what? Yeah. And the kids? How many kids do they have?
Well, Rod had one with Corey and one from his previous wife. And
right.
Corey had two kids from her previous.
Oh wow!
Husband.
So like a full house.
So four kids. When
goodness
they
gracious!
Together. But like the last month or so, he was living with a friend of his.
Oh, so they had a little separation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they got an annulment.
Oh,
but
wow.
But the weird
okay.
thing is he got the annulment 3 days before he shot himself.
See, and that's another weird thing. Like, why would you bother? It's almost like the annulment.
Why would you even bother?
It was like one last little, like, fuck you. You made me miserable. I'm getting annulled, and then I'm going to kill myself. Like, that seems weird to go through. Because it's not like it's something you do online real quick. Like, you take time out of your day to go get a marriage annulled. Probably multiple days, you know?
Right.
So, like, if you knew that these were your last few days on this planet, like, would you be wasting time in the fucking line waiting to get your marriage annulled?
Nah. I know, especially when it seems pretty clear that he was kind of planning on it.
Oh, wow. Charlie Clown has a good point. He says maybe so she can't claim life insurance.
No, she can because they're still technically married. It's an they're still married. They're just separated.
I thought an annulment makes the marriage null and void. It's not a divorce. It's like the marriage never happened.
No, it's not like that. It's basically they're paying their own bills. Their bank accounts are no longer joint, and they're trying to work things out is what it means. From what he was telling me, they're basically they want to
a trial separation.
Yeah, they want to work it out. They just need to be apart for a while and just kind of date almost.
That's kind of what Robin Williams and his wife did in the hit 1992 movie Mrs. Doubtfire.
But I thought with life insurance, you can't get the life insurance if the person committed suicide.
It depends
that's true, because my dad killed himself too, but we got the life insurance.
Really?
Yeah, it depends whose name, who the sole beneficiary is, and if that got changed or not.
Right.
And it also has a lot to do with who the power of attorney is, because they have the power to make different decisions
like
that.
Well, because I know my mom has quite a bit of money on her for life insurance, and she's told us time and time again that, because I don't know how it comes up, but like we always just knew that we wouldn't get anything if she were to commit suicide. Or, you know, something like that. She'd have to die of, like, natural causes or be in an accident or some shit like that. I always thought that you couldn't get it if...
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it depends on the paperwork, but it sucks either way whenever...
It probably depends on, like, the provider and all that, too.
Yeah, it sucks either way whenever, you know, a young person like that... I mean, even my age, we're still young in
there. Yeah,
Roddy was 36.
Right, and even that, in the scheme of things, like, you're not even halfway through with your life, assuming everyone lives to, let's say, an average of 100, so halfway's 50.
Or even 80, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Nina is saying no insurance plan will pay for suicide, but you just said you're... Your dad.
It depends what
we got life insurance, and I got my Social Security, And my mom got Social Security as well until I was 16.
It depends on the job. It depends on what the provider had in the terms of use also. I'm sure some plans are different. You might have a higher premium if it includes like a suicide bid or something like that. You maybe pay less for less, you know, options. I don't know. But that it sucks either way. And how was the funeral, though? Was that – did they do a good funeral and everything?
Yeah, I just – fucking hate services.
How sick of going to funerals are you?
Actually, I haven't really gone to many. I usually don't.
Oh, okay, that's good. I almost walked.
I didn't go to my dad's. I didn't go to my dad's. That would have been the first one I'd ever gone to.
See, I went to my dad's and I almost walked out because the people that showed up were all the people from the church and the school, the Christian school I'd went to, and like none of these people were friends anymore. Really, it's like you're all just here, and they all come up and they're like, "If there's anything you ever need, you know, please." Don't hesitate to call God and us. We are all with you. And it's like you never hear from them again.
Yeah, or before that, you never heard from them. And then they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll do anything I can."
It's like people.
What's your name again?
People treat funerals like celebrities treat the red carpet. They need to be seen there. They need other people to see them there. And then they need their appearance, and then they leave.
Now, see, I went to a funeral every year from 1997 for another until 2001. So I went to quite a few funerals and actually been in a car accident in a funeral procession, which was ridiculous.
Charlie Clown says, "I didn't even know Braden was at the funeral. I would have got his autograph."
Yeah, I've been to quite a few funerals. Oh, and by the way, someone in the chat, Raffle Castle, says, "Hey, the Jam Hole, can you check out my freestyle video or let me post the link in
Raphael?
Not if it's anything like that 8 Mile Kid.
Just had to mention that. Please don't rap at us. We can't help you.
How about you go home and write rhymes and then record that and then I'll listen to it. I'm done listening to people freestyle.
Yeah.
I have no time for people freestyling.
Yeah.
Unless your name is Cannabis or Eminem or any other real rapper.
At least produce it.
But like,
then you might have a
chance. As far as underground, I'm not into it.
Get new.
So, but thanks.
Nina knows. She goes, "Dana, is that when Adrian hit your dad at Granny's funeral?" Yes, it
was. Whoa.
What?
Off limits. You are not allowed to talk about any of your family on this show anymore. Because none of them have a sense of fucking humor. So
one she's talking about actually does. My cousin Adrian rear-ended
me. I don't need
a
phone
dad.
Call again being like, "Come to my house. I need to talk to you."
No, she didn't have a sense of humor because her man was standing right behind her, and that's what I was talking
about.
About
to fucking punch her
that's
out.
That's probably what it was. But,
oh, God, that was so
funny.
She's
normally pretty funny about shit, but
that was so funny.
Not with her man right there, I guess. So, whatever.
So funny.
But yeah, my cousin totally did run right into me and my dad's vehicle in the funeral procession.
Whoa, Doug. Doug, inappropriate. Come on. Jesus Christ, Doug.
Nina says, "Adrian is different. She's really white."
That was awesome. I love it. As soon as the phone call, the chat, "Is she black?" Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, my cousin.
No, but her abusive husband is.
My cousin Tammy's a little...
Inappropriate. Okay, so moving on.
Where do you think I got that Labrina Brown accent?
Yes, I know.
From,
thank you.
Okay?
Charlie Clem says, "I hope she calls in again. Good for ratings. It's always good for business, right?"
Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on. My condolences. I hate when people say I'm sorry unless they were the ones that killed him, so I'm not going to say that, but it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, we're always here for you if you ever need to talk.
You can come vent.
If you need a gun.
It's kind of nice because I've been through a lot of, like, suicides and shit like that. So, like, everyone that knows me is just, like, there. They're not like, "I'm so sorry."
Yeah.
Because they know I'm going to punch them in the face.
And that's what people last night, we were at a little bonfire at Braden's house last night, and we were talking about something, and somebody said something about something, and I made a suicide joke, and everyone got really quiet except for me and Braden. I looked at Braden, I was like, "What, too soon?" Like, we've experienced a lot of death in, like, our immediate families and our secondary family, stuff like that, so we can joke around with it, but it's so funny to watch how awkward people get, because they're like, "Oh my God, is he gonna start crying. I don't know what to do now. Yeah, I feel awkward.
Is they going to get in a fight now?
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
There
but
was a lot of alcohol involved at the time, too. Anything
yeah, I know, right? More weed than alcohol, which
so
is good.
Anyway, you have a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, how's that going? We met her.
Where'd you find that little gem?
Yeah, where'd she's, you find that one?
She's my friend's cousin.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
and how old is she?
She's almost 18.
Hey, what do we have in common?
Hey, at least I'm within 3 years of age.
Right.
So
that's
okay.
Right. You're not even 21 yet.
No.
Yeah, you are 6 years older than me. You know that,
see,
right?
See, it's cool
that's
after
fine.
The age of 16, as long as you're no older than 3 years.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How it works, I found out.
But she, the girl I, the 17-year-old I dated was turning 18. And she turned
18.
Yes,
but you were probably 5 years older than her also.
Yeah, but you were like 28.
Yeah, I was 27, but okay.
Oh,
now,
man.
Do you notice a difference in behavior, maturity level, anything like that, between the 17-year-old I dated and the 17-year-old you're dating?
I don't know. She's pretty mature. She's just too shy around people. It's so annoying.
Is that what it is? Because I was going to ask her some questions about how you guys met and all this and that and... She, like, comes over, and then, like, I'm having problems. Me and Ustream are, like, in the boxing match, fucking
yeah.
Trading blow for blow here. And all of a sudden, she's like, I need to leave or something.
Well,
no,
she was fine until Danny, like, pointed the camera over here, and I was like...
Oh, that was the end
know,
of it,
she
huh?
She freaked out.
She could have just turned to me and said, I don't want to be on cam. And I would have taken it off,
like,
but she just sat there and, you know, got kind of awkward and indulged herself on her phone. And I'm like, all right, I noticed this is... getting on her nerves.
But
okay, I'm gonna move it.
Even after that, though, like the whole time she was like, I was talking to her as we were leaving. I was like, why? What was wrong? She took the camera off you. It was fine. No one can see you.
Yeah.
And then she was like, just thinking about it. And I was like,
and see, my first hint was when she was walking up the stairs and she says, I have a new nickname. It's Boo Boo. I was like,
I know,
oh my God,
like,
is this what we're dealing with?
It's just weird because everyone gives her the weirdest nicknames.
Is she good for you?
Does she
make you happy?
Yeah.
She likes sucking cock?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all that's important.
How are those braces with the cock
I
sucking?
I don't feel them.
You got to be careful.
Well, they're on this part of the teeth. It's not like the bottom.
Well,
be careful,
the thing is,
real careful.
You can't brush your teeth with a dick
right.
When you have braces.
Hey,
when you don't have braces,
true.
It feels good.
Yeah, just
I'll let chicks brush their teeth with my dick all the time. But braces, uh-uh. And
there's
I think that's
more sucking and less brushing.
That's where the whole phobia comes from. Is a chick was like, I always brush my teeth with cock. She got braces on, went to brush her teeth with cock, and got punched in the face. And then she's like, "Why did you just punch me?"
So how is she about, you know, like she's young, and it makes me worry that
hold on. Burger says, "How is the birth control?" Doug says, she sucks cock, keep that bitch.
Anyway, she's young, and with a lot of kids around town, you know, if they become pregnant, they don't abort.
Yeah.
What's her feelings on that?
Well, she's fine with that, but the thing is, like, she can't even get pregnant.
Are you sure?
That's what she said from the doctor, and I guess she got pregnant once, but she miscarried after 2 months. And when she went to the doctor says her body's too small. I mean, I put my hand on her stomach, and it's like that much room. Seriously.
So when you're
there's
fucking
that much room for
when you're
a baby in there.
When you're fucking her,
she
can you like
pregnant,
feel it? Can you feel your dick on her stomach
yeah,
when you're fucking
like,
her?
I feel it like hit stuff.
Does
sometimes.
It look like that scene out of Spaceballs when the guy eats the special and the alien's about to bust through
no,
his stomach?
No.
And then he jumps out and he goes, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl."
Neater says, "Don't believe her, dude." And I totally agree with her because she might be small, but dude. It could happen. It could fucking happen.
Dude, we've...
Oh, definitely.
On this show, we've done stories about little, like, 10-year-olds getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can happen no
it's
matter
crazy.
How big they are. It'll just be a small baby.
But would right. she abort if you, you know, didn't
Have,
agree with it or
probably,
something?
She doesn't like the idea of, like, an actual abortion, so I probably just have to push her down some stairs.
Are we going to get a phone call from her father because we're talking about this?
I don't think he knows how to use the internet.
Good.
Awesome.
How long have you guys been together?
About a month and a half. Maybe
month
two.
And a half.
You still feeling it?
Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
Where'd you guys meet up?
Just did. I met her originally. I've known her for quite a long time, but we never really hung out. We talked a little bit. But I met her at, I was going to see her cousin at his work at the coffee shop at the mall, and she showed up just to kind of hang out and see him, and yeah. Just
love at first sight?
No, not love at first sight.
Fuck on the first cool. night?
She is no. your type, dude. She's that tall, or not emo tall, chick? But like, you know, skinny little yeah. little chick. He likes
she's
little
like
chicks.
She's so feisty, though. Like,
she, yeah, I'd smack the shit out of her after like 10 minutes. I'd be like, shut your fucking mouth, Christ.
She like that just make it worse. She likes it when you smack her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She like being choked?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ever pass her out from it?
Not while I was having sex.
Do you now know what I'm talking about when I mentioned a long time ago that with when that, chicks yeah. like being choked, sometimes I think I'm going to just lose it, black out, and right. wake up with a dead corpse?
No, because, like, I'm too scared to really choke her.
Really? Does she, yeah. like, is she, like, do it harder, pussy, and then she slaps you, and you're like,
oh, that'd
no!
be awesome. No, she's not quite like her.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Word. What did she say here? She was like, don't call me emo one more time talking to you. Yeah.
She did punch you.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it.
Me in the
I'm
I
sorry,
heard
dude,
it.
But yeah, she looks really emo.
It's the hair.
I'm
she,
sorry.
I don't
it's
know
not,
why
it's,
it gets her so mad because she like she used to like purposely dress emo.
It's more than the hair, though. It's the
it
whole
is.
Look. It's the attitude. It's the clothing. It's a whole yeah. thing. It's not just
it's
your
the
hair.
Into yourself, shy, quiet.
It's a very introverted
with,
a very yeah. introverted thing.
Yeah. yeah. And I'm sorry, but she totally looks emo.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of, I don't know.
No, it's cool, though.
I don't
though.
Really
it's,
care.
I mean, as long as you can tolerate her, you
yeah.
know, that's good.
It, the only thing that I... That sucks is when she gets drunk. You were there for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
yes.
I believe, well,
that's
we...
That's why I had my, what do you call him?
Your shit kicking shoes on?
No, oh. I had my
your dildo,
my doubts, on? My doubts about
oh,
her.
Doubts.
I had my doubts. I was like,
yeah. The first right. time you guys meet her, she's like blackout drunk.
I
it's
know.
Like cool.
Well, the first time, what it was is the typical drunk
teenage,
cheerleader,
yeah.
move, and
right.
that's why I was like, are you fucking serious, Braden? But then we saw her again after that, and she was sober, and she was still kind of annoying, but she was more. Tolerable than like,
yeah.
oh, I have no legs.
She's still young and she's still got that,
right,
you know,
right.
yeah.
That teenage
I'll just
bit
mold
about her.
Her into something good.
Hey,
yeah, yeah.
I tried that. You see how well that worked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but
just make sure your exes are not her older sisters,
right,
and you'll
yeah,
be okay.
Right,
that
right.
that would help.
Yeah.
She doesn't know any of my exes.
That's good.
She knows of one of them, but she doesn't really know any.
MDS says skinny chick with braces, Rochelle version 2.
Except like 10 inches shorter.
And yeah, not a raging whore.
Yeah,
yes.
not a whore. She's actually faithful.
Has this girl had sex with any of the basement boys yet?
No.
Good.
Okay, cool.
Their episode 100's coming up in a while, and we're thinking about making the trip over to hang out and do their after show since they were so gracious with our 250th episode.
Right.
So,
I don't think Josh is with them anymore. So.
Yeah, no, Josh is out doing some band thing, I think. I didn't know that Josh had rich parents, and he can pretty much just do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well,
so that's
yeah.
pretty cool for him.
I wish I had rich
he
parents.
He went to Alaska
yeah.
and hung out with Big Mouths.
What the fuck?
I know. Where's our money? TheJamHole.com/donate.
His parents should give the Jamhole some money.
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking
fuck, if you have rich parents, TheJamHole.com/donate. Just steal their credit card. I don't give a fuck. Just make that donation. Make it happen. Get your parents' permission.
Get your parents
permission. If you're under 18. If not, I don't give a fuck.
Anyway, I'm glad you got a girlfriend, dude.
Yeah.
Glad you got someone that makes you happy.
Was Rochelle the last girl you had before her?
As far as going out with, like actually going out with, yeah.
Well, right. I mean
there was a couple other girls I kind of hooked up with in between then. But
well, yeah, we're fucking
really,
all the time. I mean,
yeah,
come
I just
on.
Didn't, I don't know.
Nothing clicked.
Dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll happen. There's a lot of dumb chicks here, and you're lucky to find a chick without kids.
Yeah.
Does she have kids?
No.
That a boy. You're lucky.
Good deal.
To find a chick that doesn't have
but
kids.
But she's 17, so I mean, I got.
Well, that was.
Still, dude, you have no idea until
no
you've
No idea.
I was single for like 2 years.
There's a reason the junior high has daycare now.
Yeah. I was single for like 2 years.
Are you serious?
You know why? Because
no.
all the cool
I don't
chicks
know, maybe.
Have kids.
Yeah.
All the cool chicks have kids.
I
it's
don't.
It's the cool thing. It's cool
I
to
don't
your
have
pants.
Kids.
It's cool to have kids.
Sucks.
I'm a cool chick. I don't
kids.
Have kids.
There's nothing cool about having kids, so
no.
stop it. All right. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you're happy and you're doing well, and I'm glad that you're with somebody when all this happened.
Yeah, get her to
That was definitely helpful.
Yeah,
get her to come out of her little shy shell, though. I know, she can't be scared of cameras and stuff.
Yeah,
it's not a big
deal. Said she would have been fine if she got a little buzz for something.
Oh yeah,
last time?
Yeah,
except,
that would have been great.
That time she had like a really bad day and all that, and like her uncle had a heart attack and stuff like that. So it was like a pissed off, like I'm gonna get drunk because I'm angry as fuck. And then she just blacks out.
Neener says, What do you talk about with her? I mean, besides the obvious cutting yourselves and that thing. But and Charlie Clown says, the older you get, the smaller the dating pool gets. And that is absolutely true.
I have noticed
that.
Oh, yeah.
I know. The younger you have to go.
Which is weird because as time goes on, more people are being born. So at the most, all you have to do is wait 20 years for a newborn to turn 20 and then go date that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, all we got is time, right?
And then you're like 45.
Well, you gotta do it soon. I mean, this is probably something you need to be planning for as soon as you're born.
Yeah. Right.
You need to look over when you're in your little incubator, and when you see the little pink ones, those are chicks.
You're
what
like,
you do,
oh, yeah, that one's hot.
You take your phone number and you slip it into their diaper.
Yeah, I don't think
and
they
you're
have
like,
a phone number yet.
In 20 years, call me.
If
you're going to be
could
hot.
Do that, I might consider actually having one.
Right? If they could do that, what else could they do?
If it was born and in its incubator and like trying to pick up chicks and giving it its phone number that it doesn't even have yet.
Popping a little like raging baby.
That's so
boner.
Awesome. Yeah. Or like taking the little like can with a string in it and like putting it in there and being like.
You know, we me and you, Matt, are absolutely probably the luckiest people
the
ever.
Last two people that are never gonna have kids on this planet.
Correct.
Ever again.
We are so lucky to have the sense of humor that we have, because who the fuck else.
Oh, I know, I've asked many girls to drop their vagina blood on a piece of paper for me so I could make little ink blot Rorschach pictures. And you are the only one that's ever said yes without slapping me in the face,
because it's funny. And you know, there's not a lot of people who have this sense of humor that we throw around here in this room.
We throw around pretty loosely.
Yes, we do. You know, talking about everything. So, and we don't have children and don't desire to
Doug,
have children.
Doug says, how freaky would that be if you get your new daughter from the nursery and there's a note in her crib that says, call me in 20 years?
Oh, God.
With, like, a little smiley face, and the janitor's walking away with a smile on his
Winks,
smiley
he's
face.
Like, ding.
All right, well, that's good. I got some stories before we call tonight. Glad to have you. We got serious cronk to smoke here in a minute.
Nice.
And you could probably start lighting that bong up right now if you'd like.
How are we going to pass that around?
We'll figure it out.
I'm in the middle.
Dana's
I'm
man
get
in the middle.
Used.
Man in the middle SSL strip attack. Do it. Go, 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 go,
go,
go,
go.
Hut, 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 hut. No, we can wait till after the show if you want. I just got a few stories I wanted to go through if you want to wait. But
Whoa, a sober show?
If you want to, smoke, we'll smoke.
We can smoke after.
Anyway, so you know how we were talking about the other day that these, Iranian clerics were talking about women.
What level were they?
They were level 62, I believe.
Level 62 clerics?
Iranian clerics, right. Oh, yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Please be somebody's mom here to yell at me. Holla.
No, it's Nicole.
Oh, hey, what up, beautiful.
Before you guys, before you guys do your stories,
do some news.
Happy
yes,
birthday, late birthday to Dana.
Oh, thanks.
Like
thanks,
and
I have a birthday present if you want it.
Sure.
Oh, what's my birthday
I had
present?
This genius idea while getting stoned that you guys should go see the Evil Dead musical.
You know,
in your area.
I was totally wanting to do that, but we went to Spokane that weekend instead. Is it still playing?
April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st at 7 p.m.
Are you involved in that in any way?
No, I was just going to buy you tickets for Danny's birthday.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you hook it up with tickets, we're totally there, or we can trade them, or they can let me have a part. But I've heard amazing things about Evil Dead the musical, and I would love to see it.
I saw that.
I'm a huge Evil Dead fan.
And I was never really into the movies. My brother was, so I took him to the one in Toronto with the original group.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
awesome. We were in the splatter zone.
I heard another podcast in New York. They saw it and they said it was pretty cool. So I'm really excited to see it. I've seen some other FECC productions and they do a fantastic job. I'm friends with Mr. Legate, the guy that is, I don't know if he's still the drama teacher there, but him and his son, I went to school with his son, and yeah, they put on some awesome shows down there. So yeah, definitely. If you send us the tickets, we will go. Or do you live here?
Well, I would, no, I'm in Ohio.
Oh, okay. How did you find out?
I'm online.
Nice. How did you find out about that?
Well, it's getting close to my brother's birthday, and I was just remembering because I took him for his birthday, so I looked it up online and saw that Barry has shit playing everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Cool. Well, that's cool. Yeah, we would definitely go if you sent us tickets.
Hell yeah, dude. That would be awesome. I only got, the only people that are only person that actually got me a birthday present was
Matt, and I got her a job. You're welcome.
You are such a fucking liar. No, my best friend Ashley, she got me a little, you know, thing full of a couple things. Like, she got me like eyeshadow, hair gel, a tank top, some candy stuff, and some underwear. So that was cool, but that's all I got.
Well,
so.
I just figured something to do or something to have instead of just money.
Yeah, it was cool. And she bought me this hot green tank top, and it's fucking bad ace.
Well, I'll stick around then after the show and then try and figure out how to get them for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about it after the show. Just stay in the chat, and we'll see what happens.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, dude.
Thanks for the call, Nicole.
I saw that.
All right, back to news.
All right, holla back.
I saw that Evil Dead musical.
Her voice,
college.
hold on. Her voice, so hot.
Cute. Sounds cute.
I know,
cute,
right?
Yeah.
You're
right?
Going to jerk off to that later.
Her and Pamela Gay's voice, oh, so hot.
Sorry, I have a deep, manly voice.
Hey,
I
it's cool, man.
It.
Just don't ever be like, I'm going to fuck you when we're having sex.
I'm a man.
That totally,
you know what you need to do?
That throws me off my game, okay?
You need to be like, up against the wall, toots.
Spread them,
spread them. When she does that, my dick, like, can't run out of her vagina fast enough. It, like, slingshots back into my pelvis. I may have a fractured pelvis now.
Yeah.
From that.
I'm sorry.
Wow. It's okay.
So you've seen that.
Yeah, I saw it like the second night I was there with my brother.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It definitely would have been better to see the professionals do it.
Yeah.
But they were still pretty good. It was weird though, because it was basically Evil Dead 2, but they took a lot of lines from Army of Darkness.
Oh.
Like, you know, this is
dude,
my
it's the same. It's the same guys. It's the same franchise.
Yeah, but it's just weird that they mixed them all into the one, because it was the totally Evil Dead 2 story, but a bunch of lines from the third one.
Huh.
It's weird. It was funny, though.
Yeah, but the movies were like that, too.
Yeah.
Same character, Bruce Campbell,
right.
Same premise almost, but awesome stuff. I love the lawnmower scene.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was saying in the chat, I would love a picture to go with that angelic voice, so don't send it to info, because that goes to her, too. Just send that one to me.
Oh, shut up. God.
Thanks for the call, though.
I like to put faces to the voices of our fans. It's kind of nice.
Honestly,
just
I would
don't
like...
don't send your tits.
I would like to just put some tits to that voice, and I'm good. I could put your tits to that voice. If we could do a voice transplant, I'm just kidding.
I could just talk like this, like, all the time.
I bet you would sound like that if you smoked weed.
What? Like a normal chick?
Right.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. All right, so, what we were saying, plus, what did I say, 62 enchanted Iranian clerics.
Yes.
Right.
We're blaming all of these earthquakes that we're having on women, right? Women being too provocative, angering
right.
the gods.
They're
or
being punished because they're not doing things right.
So in
hide your face.
So in response to this, I love people sometimes. This when people do awesome things like this, I love people. When they do dumb things like Skull Church, maybe not so much. But breasts were big on Facebook on Monday. I mean, come on. As a female blogger called on women to prove wrong an Iranian cleric, an Iranian plus
62?
Plus 62 cleric,
right.
Who preached that cleavage causes earthquakes. Maybe an earthquake in my pants. Come on! Woo!
Wee.
More than 55,000 people were backing the official boobquake page of Jennifer McCrate, a self-described geeky, perverted atheist feminist. oh, that's right up my alley until you said feminist. I was totally on board. Geeky, perverted, atheist, I'm in. Feminist, I'm out. All out. I'm pulling out.
Putting and no her, cleavage, I'm out too.
Putting her D-cup breasts, wait, I'm back in, but just 1 foot. Yeah. 1 foot in the door. Yeah. Her D-cup breasts where her mouth is. Whoa, where my mouth is. I want your...
What are you, motorboating that?
Dana, I want your D-cup breasts where my mouth is.
Too bad.
Are those D's or what? What are you rocking there?
Oh, 36 double D's.
Are those double D's?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Because these are D's, and these look pretty good.
Wait, there's a picture?
Oh, fuck yeah, there's a picture. So, McCrade, who lives in the U.S., state of Indiana, used the world's leading social network and microblogging service, Twitter, to enlist women worldwide to test the cleric's assertion that sexy women can make the ground shake. Now, I would maybe believe crazy Iranian plus 62 clerics if they said fat people are causing earthquakes.
Right.
I could totally buy that.
That's where I thought it was going at first.
I understand, but dressing provide. Come on. Like, really? When have you ever played SimCity and destroyed a city by having all of your girls flash boobs?
Yeah,
never.
Never.
Never. Come on. Let's be honest. Now we can have Godzilla come through and just fucking completely wreck shit. But that's so silly. And I think that's awesome that someone is taking them to task and being like, okay, if this is true, we're all going to be total sluts today. No earthquakes. What's up? So, quote, many women who do not dress modestly lead young men astray, corrupting their chastity and spread adultery in society, which consequently increases earthquakes. Was quoted last week saying by the Iranian media. What started as a barbed poke at what she saw as bad science on the cleric's part won a passionate following as it... Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Bounced around the internet. Ah, because they're titties. And that's what titties do when they're not feeding disgusting babies.
Boing,
and by Monday, a pair of boobquake rallies were planned. God, I would love to go to boobquake. Boobquake 1-1. Woo!
I saw something awful and amazing at the same time the other day.
All right.
This woman was driving and breastfeeding at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Like, at a stoplight? Or,
well,
like...
she went, like, yeah, I pulled up next to her at a light, and, like, she's totally holding a baby, and I couldn't... She just had the one titty out.
Did you totally stare and make her feel uncomfortable as fuck?
I got side boob. I don't know if she saw me. My windows are really dark.
Did you pitch a boner?
No.
No?
She was kind of gross.
I would have put my dick up against her window and been like, me next.
Actually, well, she was in like an SUV thing, so I totally just like could have rolled down my window and just started beating it and just stare at her.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Like, women have a hard time, and I'm sorry, women, but you know it's true. Women have a hard time driving as is. Maybe put the titties away and breastfeed
Seriously.
When you get home. The baby.
Not only that, I don't think that's safe for that baby.
Right? Like, dude, you get in a wreck, that airbag goes off.
Yeah.
Now you have three boobs, one of which doesn't ever stop fucking crying. A little baby's head right in the middle
I
of your two boobs.
I drive actually very well.
I'm saying.
And my boobs would save my life if I ever had
but
a
I'm
crash.
Saying, if there was a baby attached to those boobs and the airbag went off,
like baby into the
score.
Chest. Yeah, well,
done.
Yeah.
You have a dead baby embedded in your chest now.
Okay, cool. Well, that's what happens. If you ever get your chick. If you get your chick knocked up, you make her drive a car. Me and you will come at her and just T-bone the car.
Yeah.
Airbag blows, hits the baby, abortion done.
Well, it'll have to be a car with an airbag. You know what's sad, though? When she gets into a car with airbags and they have, like, the airbag sensors, like the newer cars where they feel the weight of the seat.
Yeah.
Because you got to be over a certain weight.
Right,
and,
right.
And if you don't weigh enough, it turns the airbag off.
Uh-huh.
She cannot get those to turn on. She'll, like, jump
wow.
up and down and slam
them
into the seat, and it won't.
How much does...
Yeah, how much does she weigh?
She weighs, like 84 pounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't think she was that small.
Like, hold on, Brayden.
She's, like, 5 feet tall.
Is that... Lululele?
Yeah, like... Lululele.
Oh,
like,
my
totally
God,
lululele.
Yeah.
That's
she
crazy.
She wear, like, a double zero pants?
No, she wears zeros.
I had an ex-girlfriend that was... that wore, like, fours... And then so I went crazy. To rehab and came back, and she was wearing all zeros. And I was like, damn, you got hot, but you really look hungry.
Yeah, dude. Like,
it's hot,
tiny.
But not at the same time. It's a weird, like, double
well, some
thing.
Chicks, some chicks are built her. That way, yeah, and it looks right.
She's kind of built that way. Like, she could afford to gain some weight, but she doesn't look grossly, like, skinny because her body's just so small anyway.
Yeah, right. Some people are just built that way. But
she's, like, 5 feet tall.
Any stretch marks?
If I were wearing a size zero, right well, now it would look disgusting.
Right. Any stretch marks?
None.
That's good. Keep it that way.
Yeah. If I were even a size 5, I'd look disgusting.
Yeah, but
okay?
You're built differently. And you know what? She's been getting a complex lately because she's like, I'm not skinny like all these
That's
other
crazy.
Girls.
You call her fat all the time.
Okay, well that might be a little my fault, but no. I tell her she's beautiful.
I've actually lost a lot of weight lately.
I lie to her all the time and tell her she's beautiful. See, that's funny. But you have to understand that when God created...
I lie to you, too, and say there's nothing wrong with your dick.
I know. I have an ergonomic handle. I know that.
And
it's
I'm
fine.
Losing weight, and he's finding all of it.
I know. It's going to me for some reason.
Yeah, I've lost, like, fucking almost 20 pounds.
Charlie Clinton says, I hear fat is making a comeback. Yeah, slowly but surely. I mean, real slow, because,
anyway,
you know...
Anyway, what were you saying? I have a complex?
Oh, you have a complex because you see all these little skinny-ass bitches, and you're like, why can't I look like that? And it's like, you weren't built that way. Your bones are the size... Like, just your bones are the size of their arms. That's just how you were built. Like me, I was built bigger than...
You're small.
Brayden. But, I mean, I have big bones
yeah,
and,
like his
arms
bone
and,
structure.
Right.
He's
built,
stockier.
Yeah.
Is what
I'm stocky.
Is.
That's yeah. husky. Wrangler huskies. That's what I used to wear. Thank
I
you.
Don't know. It bugs me sometimes when I go out and, like, I see all these, like, tiny, you know, these, like, Gwen Stefani-looking chicks.
But
you
if
know?
I punched them as hard as I punched you, they would just shatter.
Yeah,
you can,
like,
take a punch and then give one back.
And I've seen, like, just today, just around town, I've seen girls way smaller than my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's creepy.
It's weird. Like,
but it's of no fault of your own. And
well, like,
I
most
like
most of these chicks
this...
now are, like, built petite and, like, yeah. small. And it's like,
it's
where are the chicks
all,
like me?
That's because they were all born to other kids, you know.
That's because they were
premature babies.
They were born crack babies
yeah,
is why.
Probably.
But no, I
know.
Like this structure a lot better. I've dated more girls. You've just seen a few that were really skinny. But I've, in my career of nailing chicks, more times
your
than
career.
Not, they've had your body type.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, you take what you can get, right?
So I'm not,
anyway.
So I'm not fat.
Shut up. No, you're not fat. You're beautiful.
Okay.
Just the way you are.
I have a nice flat
I mean,
stomach. For
you
the
could
most
lose
part.
A little weight, but who? I mean, we all could, right?
I keep losing weight.
Am I doing this right?
My pants are like
I
getting
don't know.
Loose. No, he's not doing it
no?
right.
No. You should ask her. She's the one.
How do I do this?
Don't insinuate that I'm fat.
You said it, not me.
You said you could stand to lose some weight. Yeah.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, you did, dumbass. Oh.
And Matt couldn't?
Yeah, I mean, I could, too.
Hey,
we all gained...
I feel kind of bad. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I feel kind of bad because I cook, and he just eats what I cook, and he's just getting fat. He's getting fatter and fatter.
Which is weird that when I was eating at Anna's Italian Grill every day, twice a day, I wasn't gaining this much weight.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I eat every
She's
day.
She's over there being like, ah, nobody will ever want him again, like putting in like pure fat or something. I don't know what you're
it's
doing.
It's like lard.
It's probably all the cream cheese. I sit here and eat like cream cheese and crackers all day on my days off.
Vanilla wafers and cream cheese.
Like I work a lot of it off, but some of it's starting to hang around, I've noticed. Which is cool, because now I have a bunch of pants that I can actually wear again. So
yeah,
that's
cool.
It's not cool for me, dude. All my pants are falling off. Those fucking plaid pants I had, those used to be tight on me. It made my ass look wonderful. Now they're, like, baggy. Like, I can't keep them up.
Like, your pants. Ass needs to be inflated some
yeah,
more, because it's kind
exactly.
of... It's doing the Kim Kardashian, is what we call that.
Yeah.
When the Botox in your ass starts chemically breaking down. That's disgusting. Anyway, back to boob quake. I'm all about boob quake, definitely. So they started it, and they ended up having rallies about it now. And Makrita University senior majoring in genetics chose a titillating lower cut, titillating red blouse. Is anyone counting the puns? By the
nah.
way. Okay. With spaghetti string straps for the day, posting a photo of herself at her blog at blaghag.com. blaghag.com. You can check that out. Nice titties. Quote, I encourage other female skeptics to join me and embrace the supposed supernatural power of their breasts, McCrate said on the Boobquake Facebook page, or short shorts, if that's your preferred form of immodesty. So that's pretty fucking awesome. A few comments here. The first one says, let's hope boobs wipe Islam and all Muslims off the face of the planet. Worthless religion and worthless people if they choose to believe it. I fucking agree.
Can't argue with that.
Another one says, hope there's a 9.9 quake where these extremist nut jobs live, then they can meet Allah and their virgins. All I can say is if these bring on earthquakes, let the big one roll.
the big ones.
Oh, man. That's so crazy. Like, how can you say that with a straight face? Women being whores is causing earthquakes. You know absolutely nothing about plate tectonics. You know absolutely nothing about the way the earth is made.
Are
like
whores
the inner...
causing earthquakes because they're whores and pumping out all these kids and overpopulating, thus that much weight on our
no,
planet?
No, I think it's just the pure fact of being a whore angers God. God, in turn, causes the earthquake.
There's one big problem with that, though.
Yeah, I know.
The whole, you know,
right,
no God thing.
Right, right.
That kind of makes it.
Gotcha. So, pretty cool, though. You can check that out on Facebook or blaghag.com. The next thing I did want to talk about real quick, you guys heard about Blippi. Do you guys know what Blippi is?
Not a clue.
Okay, Blippi is a social networking site that allows users to share information about their shopping purchases. Blippi,
yeah, we really need that.
Exactly. Blippi is the proverbial, nah, 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 I have money and you don't, look what I bought,
but the
you
thing
can't
is,
have it.
That kind of website's only going to be for people with money and stuff.
Okay, well, you know what happened?
Huh.
Apparently, they've had some problems, and searching through Google, Blippi is posting credit card numbers. Oops!
Whoops!
That's awesome.
And you know what? That's what you fucking get, you stupid fucking people that are like, oh, social networking is great. I love it, but to that extent, that's fucking retarded. You want people to see everything you buy so that they think you're cool? Good. You deserve to have all of your money taken away. And I think that is so awesome that that happened. There is such a look at me and look what I'm buying thing. People can follow you like they do on Twitter or something.
Uh-huh.
And it tracks. 'Cause
I like the shit you buy.
It's connected to your credit card. And it tracks it. Like if I went to the store and bought a Coke, it would say, Matt just bought a Coke. So, you know, these people have a lot of money or buying, like, cool shit. They go on there, but now guess what? Your credit cards are out in the wild, and that is what you fucking get. I think that is so awesome for people that have...
I'm not putting my credit card number into anything that's, like, tracking everything.
Yeah, right?
No matter what, if it's shared or not.
I'm not getting a credit card. How's that?
Yeah,
well,
that's
good, too. Even your debit card. I mean...
I don't have a debit card.
Oh, I have one of those.
I don't want any of that. I've been with a few banks, and they always fuck me over somehow, so...
I did have, like, fraudulent stuff on mine. Like, someone got my information somehow and, like... spent like $800 with my debit card that I didn't have. And they let it through for some reason. Like, I had like $2 in my account at the time.
MDS says, Matt, this was a small problem with only 4 users. It happened months ago when they were in early beta. It's still in Google Cache, that's all. They fixed it months and months ago. Well, apparently they're looking now. This story says Blippi is on the lookout for a chief security officer following a data leak that exposed some users' credit card numbers. So I don't know if maybe that it happened again, or I don't know. But the guys, this guy's name is Kumar, Ashvin Kumar. He's the CEO of Blippi. He says the situation has its roots in what he called a technical oversight by the company back in February. At the time, raw transaction data appeared within the HTML code on certain Blippi web pages for roughly half a day. After realizing that some of the data was sensitive, the company plugged the leak, he explained. However, Google crawled and indexed Blippi pages during the half of the day the problem existed, and it took a snapshot of all that data. So, it was more than a few. It was like around 200. So
even pretty, a few though, that's like your fucking credit card.
But still, that's, I think that's what you get. You have an ego so big. Like, I get the whole social networking thing. I get all that. But like, to this extent, seems really silly. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Please holla.
It's Red Fox.
What up, G? You come to correct me on my story?
No, I'm actually driving right now.
Oh, that's safe.
I had to drive a friend home.
You're on a headset, right?
No, I'm holding a phone in my hand.
You fucking idiot.
It's not the hand folding that kills you, it's the conversation.
Ah.
So make it a good one.
Killer convo. All right, what's up, man?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just calling back to when you were in Spokompton and you were talking about weed legalization.
Right.
And I noticed you were mentioning, like, you want the government to legalize it and tax it or whatever and save them from your state, but you're like, but don't go too far. And I'm just, you know, putting the warning out there, they're going to go too far. Like,
right.
Once you give them the ability, they're going to take it for every penny that they can.
I understand. It's a very slippery slope. And what I was, I wasn't thinking at, like, federal government level. I'm saying individual communities and city councils can take some of that money and put it back into the community. I'm not saying at the federal level like they do with cigarettes, tax it, and then it goes to buy the people in the cabinet hookers and blow. I'm saying put it back into smaller, more micromanaged communities. And that, if you do it that way, it will work. But like you said, it is a very slippery slope and it will get out of control if it's not watched over.
Yeah, I mean, look at cigarettes and stuff. I mean, but I guess if it's in the hand of communities, you know, they can be like, well, all these taxes are going to go to build the next bridge or whatever.
Exactly,
or
and that's
school.
And what we don't want with this is we don't want the government manufacturing the weed because they fucked that up. We don't want them selling it. We don't want any of that. We want it managed by either at the state level or even further down the line at the county level, to where it's still small enough to where it can be easily managed, but it's big enough to where it's making a difference.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting, like, politically, because, you know,
oh, definitely.
The tobacco companies are want to get in on it, and then the drug cartels are going to start losing money, and it'll be a really interesting, you know, regardless of which side you're on, you know, it'll be an interesting battle.
Oh, definitely. It's a precedent, you know, or as Josh from Big Mouth says, it's a president, you know?
Yeah,
it's a new black president. that was
I had to,
so
I had to
awesome.
Explain to a coworker what a Supreme Court justice is and how they get selected.
A coworker at your fast food joint?
No, I work in a hospital.
I know. I was saying that should only ever be explained to a coworker in a fast food joint. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't understand how, like, Supreme Court justices have life terms, and they're like, oh my God, how is that possible? It's like, it's been that way since forever.
Since life. Life.
Yeah.
Life. Yeah, that's true. So what do you think? What side are you on with this whole thing?
I'm probably more on your side. I mean, I don't really smoke weed at all, but, I mean, like...
Can't handle it?
You're going to do
Pussy?
It... I've never
Pussy?
Tried.
Pussy? Go ahead. Pussy?
He needs to come get stoned with us.
Yeah,
but you don't see a problem with it. It's not hurting anybody. You don't. You know that we don't get stoned and kill people and rape people, right? You understand that?
I mean, the people I know who do it, they do it in their house for fun or whatever, just to relax or get high or whatever. You know, they're not like they're not like going out to the club and drinking. You know, like alcohol, where you go out and drinking and then you drive home drunk and whatever and stuff.
Plus, driving high is easy.
Way easy. I do it for a living.
If anything, when you're going to get violent, it's on alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten way more angry on alcohol than weed. Usually I smoke weed when I am angry to not be angry.
You know what? I don't drink and drive. I get high and fly. That's how I do.
Right.
All right. Well, drive safe, man. You got anything else you want to say?
To Danny, learn how to make ramen the Japanese style because it's amazing. You won't regret it.
Hey,
and also, Brayden, make sure your girlfriend isn't so shy anymore.
I'm trying.
Yeah, good luck.
I really don't care how to make ramen the Japanese style because It's ramen.
Hey, let me tell you what happened Japanese style. Little place goes by the name of Pearl Harbor. Or have you forgotten?
Yeah, ramen's never pretty fucking good. You
throw green onions in there and you throw other stuff in. Oh my God, it's so amazing. You don't even know.
I microwave it, empty out the water, I think put you the want, seasoning and some cheese in. I'm good to go.
I think you want a cooking podcast. Maybe call the Hotcakes Podcast. They talk about food. All right, well, thanks for the call, Red Fox.
Yep, no problem.
Holla back.
Bye.
Red Fox, everyone.
Who cares how I cook ramen?
Sporkroast.com.
I cannot eat ramen unless it's cooked on the stove. If it's in the microwave, I'm not even going
to. Can you guys stop talking about ramen for a sec so
ramen.
I can mention
microwave cheesy ramen.
He has a podcast I was going to mention. Mm. All right, well, fuck you, Red Fox.
I'm really hungry now.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's, like I said, that's kind of what you get for doing that. And just one more story I want to talk about since we're talking about medical marijuana. This is a story that came out. It's a letter to the editor in the Washington Post. I just wanted to address it, and it goes like this. There are two fundamental questions to ask about the medical marijuana bill passed by the D.C. Council. Number one, is smoke a safe drug delivery system? And number two, is it safe to approve drugs, especially those with high abuse potential, by ballot initiatives and legislative actions? Any sensible person would answer no to both questions. Now, what I have a problem with is that, well, here, we'll go on and I'll tell you.
You have
a
problem with everything.
I have a problem
ahead.
With this. I have a big problem with this. It says if any chemical in marijuana were shown to be safe and effective for any illness or disorder, it would be used by a safe delivery system in controlled doses. This is true for dronabinol, or I guess Marinol, a synthetic version of the active ingredient in marijuana.
Which doesn't work, may I add.
Because Marinol is just tetrahydrocannabinol. There are more cannabinoids in weed than just that one. You're only using that one. You need them all to get the full effect, and they only it's stupid.
It's so expensive,
dude. Those Marinol pills are crazy expensive.
A friend of mine gave me like 6 of them.
They don't do shit.
And I took them all.
Yeah,
and nothing happened.
They don't do anything. They're fucking pointless.
I felt kind of head high.
And they're so expensive, dude. So they say that has been available since the late 80s, and yet medical marijuana advocates seek only to obtain access to smoked marijuana. Medical marijuana is a stalking horse for legislation, which we've agreed to. You guys made us have to go the route of doing it medically. It wasn't ever going to get legalized any other way because everyone has their heads up their asses. So we go and get the dying AIDS patient or the cancer patient. We're like, here, do you want to keep medicine away from this sad dying old person? Of course you don't. Now we can all smoke. Great.
Yay.
It is a shady thing, but you know what? Yeah. You made us have to do
We're
it.
We're pretty much
you,
handing...
You came out and said that smoking weed makes us rape and kill people. Let's talk about shady shit, assholes.
And the only thing
that
the weed really does by making it illegal is giving, like, you know, criminals power and money. That's all it really
does.
You
open up a black market for it. There's a lot of problems with it.
Because if it's legal, then they're not going to make much money from it. For one, it's so much cheaper than
which
legal
is why,
right now.
If you watch that documentary about the weed
union.
Thing.
The union.
They don't want it legalized. A lot of those pot growers don't want it legalized.
No, they don't.
Because they want that underground money.
They make way more money that
way. It's a huge underground black market. They make way more money on it. If it was legal, I mean, think about it. It would be in stores and taxed and all that. And
did you
get that Marijuana Inc.?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Was a good one, too, yeah.
That one's good.
So it says, this can be seen in California, where medical marijuana advocates have had great success and are pushing for full legalization. That's going to go on the ballot pretty soon, I believe, right?
Yeah, before the end of this year.
Right, right.
So it'll be a little bit still.
But it is not a smart public health strategy. Marijuana, are you ready for this? Marijuana is the most commonly abused illegal drug and is second only to alcohol as the leading cause of substance dependence in the United States. Now, do you know why that is?
No.
Because everybody fucking smokes weed, and they made the laws. This was in that documentary. They designed the laws so that if anybody got caught with any amount of weed, they instantly had to go through a dependence class.
Right. Rehab,
and that's where they get these numbers from. We wouldn't have to go through dependence classes if the law wasn't set up like that. We're not dependent on weed. We can smoke it whenever, for however long, and then we can stop whenever. It's not like pain pills and shit or alcohol even.
Right, you don't actually have like physical withdrawals where
exactly.
You're sick. Yeah, maybe you're like pissed because you want to get high, but...
This guy's saying that it's the most commonly abused illegal drug. Well, why is it illegal? It shouldn't be. Alcohol kills way more people. We know all the numbers. We've gone through it.
We've
done the math.
We know prohibition does not work.
Exactly.
It's simple. It's just
so you're just using these made-up numbers from the whole justice system that causes the problem in the first place. It's a cycle, dude, and it's worthless. It's a waste of money. It's a huge waste.
It is.
So you can't use that in your argument that, like, oh, you're going to make something legal that is the most commonly abused illegal drug, second to only alcohol, and the leading cause of substance dependence in the U.S.? No, it's not, dude.
Even if it was,
you fucking
though,
idiot.
But even if it was, though, why would it even matter? Everyone's doing it anyway.
Well, if all the lemmings jumped off the bridge, would you follow them? I mean, it's that argument, but...
Yeah, but...
Of course I would.
But you look at the science, and you look at, okay, we've been smoking weed since I was, like, 14. I'm still fine. I've never killed... I've never killed anything like that. So, like, you cannot use that excuse or that argument. It says, any financial benefits reaped from taxed and regulated marijuana will be greatly overshadowed by the adverse consequences of its use, as is true for alcohol and tobacco, two taxed and regulated substances of abuse. Which is true, except that, what are the adverse consequences?
There is only one.
Alcohol kills, tobacco kills. Yeah. We know that for a fact.
Right.
What does weed do?
Weed damages your lungs a little bit, but that's only because you're inhaling the plant. That's why.
And
if you
still
smoke out of a vaporizer or you eat it or whatever, there is no.
And it still hasn't. It hasn't been shown to cause cancer. And
no.
Actually, there's studies, quite the contrary, that are showing that it helps stimulate the lung tissue and that kind of shit, which is amazing.
To grow,
huh?
To grow.
What? The weed.
Help stimulate the lung
tissue.
The
smoke,
yeah.
I forget. It was in that same documentary that it does something to the cilia in the lungs that helps them live good. It's weird. I forget.
I saw another documentary about it. What? No, that wasn't a documentary. Did you ever see that Super Jaime?
Yes.
Yeah, where he...
That was Doug Stanhope, wasn't it?
Yeah, Doug Stanhope. And, like, he doesn't smoke weed for a month, and then he smokes weed all day, every day for a month. And the only difference really was is, like, his lung capacity went down, like, 5%.
Right, but
and,
other
but
things
he,
went up,
yeah,
went way up.
Yeah, and the thing is, that was because he was overdosing on it pretty much, because he was doing, like,
right.
Supersize me.
Nobody
that's all he did.
Smokes it all day, every
right.
day, except
then,
for the Cottonmouth Kings.
And
they're doing
went,
just fine.
When he went back to normal, it went back up to the way it was before.
Chuck's Pants says government weed is terrible. And that's another thing, if they end up manufacturing it, they're going to put
crap.
In some fucked up shit in it. Just like tobacco doesn't cause cancer. It's all the fucking chemicals the companies put in it, the preservatives, whatever they put in it, all those noxious toxins, that's what's fucking you up. If you just smoked it like the Indians did or whatever, which
right.
is a dumb thing, but
yeah.
like you're not going to get this wicked nasty cancer that we have
now. I know, they put some gnarly shit in cigarettes, like formaldehyde. I mean, that's not good to inhale.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, exactly, and that's unnecessary, and I really believe that they will do that to weed if they
yeah,
get...
I'm
that's why
would.
It has to be done at the community level.
And They'll if they do it. That, then we're just all going to be pissed, and we're still going to be buying it from our friend.
And this guy's saying
yeah.
that any financial benefits will be greatly overshadowed by the adverse consequences. Weed as a cash crop in California, we talked about this a long time ago, doubled California's number two... which was what? Grapes or something? I forget.
Don't
number
remember.
Two and number three cash crop. It doubled those, dude. Overshadow that. Like, there's so much money to be made there if it's done right.
Yeah, imagine if it was completely legal, how much more they would make.
Nope. Approving medicine should be left to the FDA. It would be unfortunate if the district fell under the spell of medical marijuana advocates on the road to a push for marijuana legalization. Robert DuPont, huge douchebag, Rockville.
Well.
So, I just wanted to address that, because that's really retarded, and you have... It's the same shit that's been regurgitated over and over again, and it stems from lies that the government created to start this whole thing. People weren't going to be like, oh, you're prohibiting this fucking plant? Well, why? Oh, because it makes people happy, and, you know, they chill. Oh, okay, well, we're not going to do that. So if you're like, well, this plant, check this out. You smoke it and it makes you crazy, makes you rape and murder and fuck black people.
Oh, okay.
Whoa! Ban that shit now. That's what they do. That's
yeah, but alcohol
up, right?
does the same thing that they're saying that pot does. So
alcohol actually does that.
They need to
yeah,
stop. That's a huge problem. Crazy. They need to stop classifying weed with alcohol, with cocaine, with heroin.
Yeah,
it is
its
own thing. Classify weed in the same category as St. John's wort.
Yeah,
if you're going to do anything.
Weed still like a...
Weed is homeopathy that works.
Yeah.
is what weed
yeah.
is.
But isn't weed still like a Schedule 1?
It's Schedule 2, I think. It's whatever schedule that fucking cocaine is, I think.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Someone Google that if you got the internet right there real quick.
Trust me, I smoked pot and I've done cocaine. I was way more addicted to cocaine than I was ever addicted to
pot. I've done them all. I have done all drugs all the time forever.
I was
and
never
weed?
Addicted to cocaine, but I tried it every day for like 2 months.
I just like the way it smelled. there was something about
day,
how it smelled. I
like
don't know.
Every half hour for a long time.
Like, man, I gotta smell that again. Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
I gotta smell that really.
I gotta
smell
taste
that in my
it,
brain.
Put it on my gums.
Right.
I think I'm getting a toothache. I need to numb that.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's fucking, it's retarded and it's getting out of control. And like I said, I don't agree. It's a shady thing that we had to do to go the medical route. But like I said, that's the only way it was going to get done. We do what we got to do. You guys, we fucking engineered a war so that we could get over there and make our stake in the land or whatever the fuck we're doing over there. And you guys are cool with that, right? So don't cry that, oh, you guys lied and said it was for old dying people and now everyone's smoking it. Well, gotcha.
Ha-ha.
Suck on that.
You
made us do it this way, so.
Yeah, it is a Schedule 1.
Is it Schedule 1?
Yep.
And what else is considered Schedule 1? That's cocaine, that's
heroin.
Is that schedule?
I think...
Schedule 2 is like Oxycontin, Ritalin, anything that has medical... property?
Right.
I don't know the schedule.
Schedule 1's basically drugs that have no medical purposes.
All right, well, while we're talking about alcohol and shit, I got a quick story out of Australia here that has to do with alcohol. A Brazilian housewife celebrating her 24th birthday was shot and lynched after running over a pregnant woman and her daughter while driving blank.
Drunk.
You gotta be quick.
Imagine that.
You gotta be quick.
I was
quick.
Yawning while you were
okay. Driving drunk. Yes, and Arrowhead.org is an amazing site, by the way.
Of course she wasn't high on pot.
No, she was fucking drunk. Of course she was. Pamela De Souza Costa was shot 5 times after being caught by a group of residents in the town of McKay, 160 kilometers northeast of Rio de Janeiro, immediately after the incident on Friday. The woman she ran into, Samara Rodriguez, was badly hurt and lost her unborn baby. She may also have to have a leg amputated. Rodriguez's 8-year-old daughter, Reza, was killed. According to reports, Costa had been driving home after drinking at her birthday party when she lost control of her car, and ran into Rodriguez and her daughter, who were slammed against a wall. Pregnant woman, daughter, slammed against a wall because of drinking. Keep classifying it like that. Good, guys, good. She tried to leave the scene of the accident, but crashed into a post. A group of angry locals pulled her out of her car. One person shot her several times before running away. And that is that.
You know, if she would have been smoking pot, she probably would have never even left her house.
Yeah, and I hate saying that.
She might have gained a few pounds, but
I hate that whole thing, too, where, like, pot just makes you lazy and never leave the house. Like, I know so many people that smoke weed that do stuff.
Usually I go do stuff.
What are you doing?
Smoke.
We do so much more. What are
we
you doing?
We go play Fall.
We fucking work 5 days a week. We podcast three. We rap once at the fucking bar. Like, what are you guys doing? Don't fucking judge.
Yeah.
I can get stoned and do all that shit.
Some of us weed smokers do more than people that don't do anything.
That's right, Cottonmouth Kings, man. We smoke more by 10 a.m. than most people do all day.
It just seems so that the majority of kids, like, it's mostly kids. Like, the older pot smokers and stuff, they know how to handle it and can do things. But kids, it seems like, are just lazy as fuck.
Well, and that kids will be kids, and that's what kids do sometimes. And sometimes it is nice. I love to just sit here, get stoned and watch a movie.
Chill. It definitely does give you that lazy tendency.
But people that are lazy are going to be lazy regardless.
See, obviously, if you're a responsible person and you know you have shit you need to do, you can smoke pot and still go do that. But if you're not, you're just going to get high and not do it.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Those people weren't going to do shit with their lives anyway.
Right.
It doesn't matter what kind of fucking drug you gave them. They weren't going to do anything. So just because it so happens to be that, you know, they ended up smoking weed and not doing anything doesn't mean that that's fucking why. They're just lazy fuckers to begin with.
Yeah, well, you know, fuck it.
So, fuck it, right?
Fuck it.
Fuck it. All right, well, you guys got anything else before we call it a night?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. It's like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is. It is, it is. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us, of course.
No, thank you!
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for thanking me.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, that's where all our shit's at. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. That's the number. Thejamhole.com/YouTube/Twitter/Facebook, all that shit. Make sure you're a member of the forums and the Facebook group if you could. And, yeah, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Here is a little bit of that 8-bit Dark Side of the Moon. Peace.
Woo!
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.